New figures released show that burglaries are up 33% compared to last year. Phone Watch has compiled statistics from the past 10 years and found that one in every 10 homes has had some type of burglary in that period. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into some of the figures and has spoken with those who've been at the wrong end of trespass on their property. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, how many this year?
Well, at the beginning of October, when Gardaí launched the winter phase of Operation Thor, they said there have been more than 6,000 burglaries reported so far this year. Now move on 2 months and PhoneWatch has combined CSO figures with its own data from its Dublin-based alarm receiving centre and some consumer research as well. PhoneWatch says if this rate of increase is to continue until the end of the year, there would be around 11,500 burglaries in 2022. So there has been a jump on last year, and it's a sad thing to say, but this was expected to some degree because more people were at home than last year, and there are certainly fewer people heading away on holidays. But if we are to take one positive from this, one glimmer of improvement, is that figures are down on 2019. So last year there were almost 8,600. In 2020 there were around 10,900. But if you go back to 2019, we're seeing levels up near 16,780 burglaries.
Now, we've come some way in bringing the numbers down overall, but then this spike this year. Have you spoken to anyone who's been a victim of these particular crimes?
I have, Pat. So look, like any crime, there are a number of different tactics and ways and means of going about them. In a lot of cases, it's opportunistic, chancing their arm and getting lucky. But then, of course, you have carefully planned out break-ins by your career criminals. Now, up in North County Dublin, there's an area called Lispopple, not far from the airport. I took a visit there to meet with dairy farmer Patrick Walsh. Now, back in 2018, on the 2nd of September, Patrick remembers the date well, as Dublin was playing in the All-Ireland final. On several occasions, this was going on months if not years, he was having issues with people coming onto his land with dogs. He believes they were hunting hares, but he says there's a lot of these guys that are doing this can be scoping out an area or a yard for property. So on this day, the father of three confronted the men who were on his farm and he ended up in hospital. We'll take a listen to a clip of Patrick now.
We sat down and we watched the match. I got a phone call from my mother to say that the cattle were all gone mad, and obviously there was people out with dogs lurching hares. So I get into the Jeep and I went down the road. As I went down the road, there was the same car I'd seen that morning was sort of pulled in on the side of the road. Look, they were acting suspiciously around the place. So when I went back to the house, I was only in it maybe 5 minutes, and the wife said, there's two men coming across the field with the dogs. So out again I goes and I get into the Jeep, and down the road, 100 yards down the road, I come to the gate, and here's the car with the two men pulled in, and there's two men coming across the field with two dogs. So I got out. I asked them what they were at and what the story was, and it was confrontational. They were in my face, wanting to know what was happening and blah, blah, blah. And before I knew it, there was a flash in my right eye and one of them punched me. Went on the ground, don't really remember a whole lot after that. Came consciousness after maybe, it could have been 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I don't really know. But anyway, I was in a bad way. So I went up to the hospital and it ended up I had to get 6 stitches under my right eye. I had 3 cracked ribs, I had a dislocated shoulder, and I had lacerations on my face.
And do you believe there are more sinister kind of reasons behind it rather than going for a stroll with the dog?
Well, yeah, you know, the more I look at it and the more I read into it, I definitely do think, you know, these guys are out, and yeah, some of them are probably out just at this thing with their dogs, but definitely they're coming in around the back of yards, they're scoping out places, they're seeing where the diesel tanks are, they're seeing where the sheds are locked up. These robberies happen in the middle of the night, so, you know, you don't have to be a scientist to put two and two together, like, you know.
And what did you end up doing then in the aftermath? Your family obviously had concerns, did they, for your safety or the security of the home?
Well, in all fairness, yeah, it didn't really bother me that much. But look, I was fearful for my wife and my children. You know, I start thinking about some of my elderly neighbours. If it had been them, they got attacked like I got attacked, well, they just mightn't have come over as well as I did, like, you know. And people are fearful out there. We're living here in North County Dublin, like 20 minutes from Dublin Airport, a half an hour from O'Connell Street when the traffic's not bad. And even people around here are fearful for what's going to happen next, like, you know.
Dublin farmer Patrick Walsh reliving his experience of people trespassing on his land. What are the Gardaí saying, Josh? Have they noticed an increase in call-outs?
They have, Pat. So Gardaí say this type of crime can shoot up by 20% during the winter months, with thieves, I suppose, taking advantage of the reduced hours of daylight. Burglary is actually most likely to take place during the hours of 5 and 9pm on a Thursday, Friday or Saturday during the winter. But just to go back to the farmer Pat there for a minute, since the attack, he and his neighbours have set up a WhatsApp group. If they notice anything suspicious around the area, they will notify Gardaí. And he said over recent years there have not been any major incidents. So this type of community action is in a way linked to the Gardaí's Operation Thor, which I mentioned at the start. So the Gardaí are actively encouraging communities to be on the lookout, and they offer crime prevention advice. At the moment, they're running the Lock Up, Light Up campaign just to create awareness of some tips to keep your home more secure. Limerick's Crime Prevention Sergeant Bear Leach told me there has been a rise in burglaries reported, but Sergeant Leach also pointed out something that people might not consider in the next few weeks, and that is Christmas presents on display. So having boxes of presents near the window, or also parcels deliveries, so an item might get left on a doorstep, and she said people are on the lookout. It can just purely be spur of the moment. They spot something, they snap it up. Sergeant Leach started off by telling me some of the easy ways of deterring anyone from breaking in.
A plug-in timer is so reasonably priced. And if you're buying a plug-in timer, you should consider buying a television simulator. And this is the light that's safe to put on a timer. And it gives the impression that somebody is at home watching television.
What are the victims reporting? Have the thieves changed their tactics or their approach and how they go about breaking into your house?
Well, we know that 45% of criminals enter through a back door or a back window. And this is because the criminal doesn't want to be seen. We're back to that again. So if he was doing a front door or a front window, the chances are somebody might notice. So the other element of crime prevention is make sure that you don't have a huge amount of bushes and trees and shrubs around the front of your house where criminals could actually hide.
If someone opens their door to someone who's saying that they're a member of the Gardaí, or they're working for a utility company, what should that person do?
Well, this might sound ridiculous, Josh, but the first mistake they made was opening the door. Honestly, I do not open my door at home. I look out the peep. Let's face it, we're all expecting visitors now, or we are not. So if I look out my viewfinder, and that's a great idea if you don't have one, look out your window and shout out, "Can I help you?" And they will say, "Are you not going to open the door?" And all you have to say is, "No, I can't find the key." They don't know that you've got a turn knob inside the door. They don't know anything. And then they can say to you, "We're here, whatever, whatever." And you can say, "I'm not interested. Leave your details, if you like, outside the door. And I'll get my sons to call you tonight when they're home." You see, criminals are looking for vulnerable people. That's people alone, elderly people. So I suppose what I'm saying is be rude. Shout out through a locked door. We know there's people impersonating members of An Garda Síochána going around the country. But let's face it, do you even know what a Garda ID looks like? I certainly didn't know until I saw my own. So this is very important. You do not have to leave anybody into your home, even a member of An Garda Síochána in uniform, unless they have a warrant. Of course, they can walk into the house if they're following a criminal or there's a serious incident. But if somebody knocks on your door and they don't have a warrant, you do not have to leave anybody in. So I can't say it enough. Don't let anybody into your house unless you know them and you know why they're there.
Some good advice there from Sergeant Burleach in Limerick. Josh, do we know people living in isolated areas, we know they're going to be more vulnerable. What do people who represent sections of rural Ireland want to see done about that vulnerability?
Yes, Pat. So the IFA is encouraging all its members to get their property marked by Gardaí. This involves engraving a name or initials, like you would see tools on a building site. But it can also have the air code of the owner etched onto the property. This can be done in places that will end up being covered in mud, so whoever's stealing it might not realise there's a marking on it. But I spoke with the IFA's Crime Prevention Executive, Barry Carey, and he also suggested that tracking devices can be picked up for a reasonable price that will alert the owner then if they leave a certain area. Barry also wants to see a change in the law when it comes to illegal hunting, as similarly to Patrick, who we heard from at the start, Barry is a firm believer that a lot of people who come onto the farmland are checking the area or property out, and he told me that crime often occurs quite recently after people are spotted trespassing on the land to go hunting.
In the last number of months, there have been significant reports of increases in activities in rural Ireland, from burglaries and what we call farm invasions as such.
When it comes to rural communities and farmyards, burglars and thieves, they're going on after, I suppose, items that they don't even have to go into a property. They can just walk into the yard and take tools, quad bikes, trailers.
Yeah, the top three things is quad bikes, trailers and tractors, right? But what is seen, has been seen, is the increase in the level of violence.
What are you finding happens a lot of these stolen goods? Like, do they show up for sale online somewhere in the future? Or do people come across these tools if they're engraved with initials or names?
You mentioned that particular piece. We're huge advocates of property marking. To answer your question, when thieves come in and take these things, they want to offload them as quickly as possible. You're looking at markets. You're looking at car boot sales and casual guys driving into yards, selling particular pieces of equipment and selling very good stuff for a knockdown price. This is one big piece for us, you know, is that the fight against crime continues and that people are conscious. If you find something that has something etched off it, don't buy it and report it in. Reporting is the big thing.
And that's the IFA's crime prevention executive, Barry Carey. Now, Josh, the Gardaí charities, community groups, all blue in the face telling people, you know, how to make themselves more secure. But are people heeding the advice?
Well, I suppose we have to go back to the figures again. So PhoneWatch says that over the past 10 years, there have been a total of 182,609 burglaries reported. Now, apart from the jump this year compared to last year, it has been declining. Now, this can be for a number of reasons. Criminals going to easier and more lucrative ways of making money, the advancement of security, CCTV, etc., Gardaí responding, or more people just being at home. But that still doesn't stop 3 out of 4 Irish homeowners being concerned about a break-in. PhoneWatch says that those with a monitored home alarm are over 4 times less likely to be burgled. I asked these people on the streets of Dublin if they've taken any steps to beef up their security at home and how trusting they are to leave a key outside.
I'd have PhoneWatch in. I got that installed a few months ago. And then I'd have a ring bell as well on the front door.
Right, so there's CCTV on the bell?
Yeah.
Right, so you can check who's outside before you even go near the door?
Yeah, you get a notification on your phone, so it's good.
And was there a reason you decided to get that, or like, did you have a break-in? Or?
No, I never had, just to prevent them in future, but they're good. Like, everyone seems to have them, so. Especially coming to the Christmas as well, you don't know what people are up to.
You wouldn't be leaving a key under the mat or under a stone?
No way, Jesus, I'd have to be fleeced.
So yourself, have you taken any steps now to make your home more secure, or is it something that's on your mind?
No, nothing.
And what about the days of leaving a key outside? Would you still trust doing that?
Probably, but it's rare that the door is even locked a lot of the time.
Yeah?
Out in the country, like,
oh, so.
Right. There's no.
If the neighbour wants to call around, maybe the key could even be in the door.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, we installed a ring bell on the front door, like there's a security camera. You can check in anybody that even walks into the front garden, records everything.
And was there a reason you decided to purchase one of these?
No, just the general security thing.
Your house wasn't broken into that you had to get one around?
No, it was just, I don't know, keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Have you ever taken any steps to make the home more secure? One of them timer lamps, or if you were heading away for a few days, would you close the curtains? Or?
And not necessarily close the curtains, you keep the lights on, okay, but what I have installed at the minute is a great sensor lamp, okay? And I have 2 fantastic hounds. The house will illuminate when the light goes on, yeah.
What about leaving the key outside? Is that a thing of the past, or would you still have trust doing that?
I'm from the country, so the key will always be left in the doors, but at your peril, come near the dogs.
And that report from Josh Crosby.